Today's shir is dedicated for Schus for Fu Shleima for Shalom and Bracha. Today's shir is Masechta Nedarim, Daf Ayin Zayin, and we will begin on Mitzvashem and Daf Ayin Zayin on Aleph right at the top of the Amid. Begins the Gemara Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Zayin on Aleph teaches us Mefirim Nedarim B'Shabbos. We're allowed to be made for Nedarim on Shabbos for Neshalom, as we've discussed quite extensively in our shiurim, the halacha of being matan neder. The halacha is v'neshalim, one may go to a rav to be matan neder on Shabbos, shehein l'tzarech Shabbos, if the neder is l'tzarech Shabbos, which we will explore in a moment. The Gemara uses the words v'neshalim because the neshalim means to ask. So explains the Rishash that although certainly a rav, as we've been learning, has the right to be matan neder, but the Rav can't initiate the Hataras Nedarim. The individual has to go to the Rav, v'neshalim, and ask the Rav to be matan neder, and that's why the Gemara uses the Mishnah over there, uses the word neshalim. Whereas, when we speak about a fara of a husband, of a father, that is initiated by the father and the husband, not that the wife or the daughter need to ask him. And this is the basis for the minig that we know that we all begin Yom Kippur before with saying Kol Nidre, but the halacha is the lechatchila Kol Nidre should be said before Yom Kippur begins. That's why everybody has the minig that they say Kol Nidre before they say the Brach of Shechyanu, which really represents the acceptance in the beginning of Yom Kippur. And because Neshalim, the halacha is that we only ask on Yom Tov, we only do Hataras Nedarim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that are Tzarech Shabbos, and anything that could be done before Shabbos should be done before Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's why the halacha is that we don't do Hataras Nedarim unless it's required on Shabbos. And we need to understand why. So the Ran explains that the reason we don't do Hataras Nedarim on Shabbos is because it's Mechsei Kedin. Asking for Hataras Nedarim is looking like you go to a Din Torah, and on Shabbos we don't do Dinei Torah. Another explanation is because it's a Tircha, and on Shabbos we avoid any type of Tircha. The Tais for Shabbos explains that the reason Hataras Nedarim is not done on Shabbos because it's a violation of Mimtzoy Cheftzicha. That on Shabbos we're not supposed to deal with business matters or to deal with anything that is in preparation for during the week, and therefore it's inappropriate to do Hataras Nedarim on Shabbos. The question is that we're learning that we're allowed to do Hataras Nedarim L'tzarech Shabbos. What is the definition of L'tzarech Shabbos? Is it actually something which is a Shabbos requirement, or is it any mitzvah requirement? For example, I saw that the Tshuva Sarazba discusses, are you allowed to do Hataras Nedarim in order to be able to do the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim? Now the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim is not specifically connected to Shabbos, but you want to go visit someone who's not well, and you want to go visit him on Shabbos. Is that going to be considered the Tzorech Shabbos? So the Tshuvas HaRashba says that as soon as it's somewhat mitzvah related, the halacha is that you let her do that Hataras Nedarim on Shabbos. It's included in the category of the Tzorech Shabbos. And says the Tzorech Shabbos that any mitzvah you let her do Hataras Nedarim on Shabbos, it's any mitzvah related reason to be matan neder may be done in Shabbos. In fact, I saw the Chashuki Chemed has a very interesting discussion. We know, we've quoted this, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis teaches us, Bavoy Nedarim Shal Adam, because of people violate and make Nedarim, Bonav Shal Adam Mesim. Person's family is put into risk. And there's an individual that has a family member who is not well, and he's concerned that maybe it's because of the Nadarim that he has made that his son or family member is in that position. Are you allowed to be Matan Neder? So the Shas of Tshuva is Sarius Tshuva. Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Ayin Tes clearly indicates that that is a valid reason to be Matan Neder on Shabbos. And I saw that the Sefer Tferes Yaakov actually holds that if somebody's wife made a neder, and the husband, father of a daughter, are concerned that they are going to be violate the neder, and violation of a neder, as we keep on learning in our Masechta, is such a serious avera, maybe he should be allowed to be matter the neder on Shabbos. That's the opinion of Teres Yaakov. Rabbi Yoshev actually disagreed. And Rabbi Yoshev said that that is not a valid reason to be matan neder on Shabbos. Rabbi Yoshev's opinion is that, on the contrary, because this person went out of his way not to be matan neder on Shabbos, the schus of Shabbos will protect him. The schus of Shabbos will be protect him that he will not, that his family will be fine. Another question, which I saw the Chashuk Echem discusses, if somebody made a neder that he's not going to eat a certain food, and of course we know that in Shabbos one is required to have an Oynik Shabbos, and his Oynik Shabbos involves him eating this food, but actually it's a food that's not healthy for him. He's a diabetic, and it's a candy, it's a sugar. Are we allowed to be matan neder for a person to that involved in being matan neder is having the person eat something that he really ought not to eat? So the Chashuk Echemed takes a very interesting approach. And his approach is we need to understand the situation. If the situation is such that if the person will eat this food, he will be truly in danger, then we have no right to be matan neder to allow him to eat that food. But he says, in most situations, even if a person is not allowed to eat a certain food, it isn't that if he eats a small amount of that food, he will be in danger. He's not allowed to indulge in that food. Therefore, he suggests, if the person wants to eat that food, it represents for him a oynig Shabbos, we would be allowed to be matan neder, not only be matan neder, we'll be matan neder even on Shabbos. As we started discussing Kol Nidrei, and when we learned about Kol Nidrei earlier on in the Masechta on Daf Chof Gimel, we quoted the Machloikus Rishonim, what is Kol Nidrei about? The Rabbeinu Tam says that Kol Nidrei is not a Hataras Nadarim of the Nadarim that we said during the year, but rather Rabbeinu Tam said Hataras Nadarim represents a declaration, we just spoke about it the other day, of a Mesiras Maida, that a person is making a declaration that all the Dorim that are going to that I will be making this year should be null and void. The Rosh disagrees. And the Rosh says that a Taras Nadarim is retroactive. Kol Nidrei is a regular Taras Nadarim. And because of that, certainly according to the opinion of the Rivosh, the Halacha is that one should say Kol Nidrei only before Yom Kippur. Because as we're learning now, we're not supposed to be Matan Neder on Shabbos unless there's a Lutzorich Shabbos. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, and then I saw many different opinions, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, where it's not a Hataras Nadarim, an argument could be made that it could be made, that Hataras Nadarim could be made, that Kol Nidrei to be said even after Shkia, after Yom Kippur begins. But then I saw two different approaches to this question. One approach is that Kol Nidrei, even according to the Rosh, could be said even after the Shkia. Because even though, as we just said, according to the Rosh, Kol Nidrei is Ataras Nadarim, and Ataras Nadarim should not chatchila be done on Shabbos v'yontif. But we also know that if it's Tzorich Shabbos, as we just learned, it may be done on Shabbos and Yontif. And there's nothing more that is Tzorich Yontif, Tzorich Yom Kippur, that we should make sure that our Nadarim that we have in us are lifted
so that we should be able to have, that we should make sure and be confident that that Aveira doesn't exist with us as we begin Yom Kippur. On the other hand, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, that says that Kol Nidre is not a Hataras Nadarim, Kol Nidre is a Mesiris Maidah, that one wants to declare that all the Nadarim I'm going to make this year should be null and void. Certainly, that's not something that we should do L'chatchil on Yom Kippur. It's something that we should do before Yom Kippur. And therefore, it is the opinion of the Ramah and the Magen Avraham and the Rivash, as we just said, that it would be best for somebody to say Kol Nidre before Shkia, or at least to begin, first begin the Kol Nidre before Shkia. So we learned in Shalom Nadarim, Shein Letzarech Shabbos, says the Tosfos Yontif. Since it's evolved, like we said, in the Torah, so therefore, the halach is that we should not do it on Yom Kippur, on Shabbos, unless we need to. Says the Gemara, Iboiluhu. So now the Gemara begins with the following question. And that is, Iboiluhu, Mefirim Darim B'Shabbos. When we said that, when we started by quoting the Mishnah Masech to Shabbos, that says we're allowed to be made in the Darim on Shabbos, how are we to understand the words of our Mishnah? Mefirim Nedarim B'Shabbos L'Tzarech Shabbos. Only in the Darim that are L'Tzarech Shabbos we could be made for in Shabbos. Or Dilma, Hataras Nedarim, given all the reasons that we gave, can only be done on Shabbos L'Tzarech Shabbos. But Hafaras Nedarim can be done Afil Shloi L'Tzarech. Of course, points out the Rosh, if we're going to say that Hafaras Nedarim and Hataras Nedarim have the same halacha, and they only may be done with Tzarech Shabbos, why did the Mishnah divide them? So the answer is, not because of the Tzarech Shabbos reason were they divided into two groups. The reason they were divided into two groups is because Hatara and Hafara, as we keep on learning in our Shurim, are done in very different ways. Hatara requires a Beis Din. Hafara doesn't require a Beis Din. And that's why the Hafara just requires the husband or the father. But the halacha about Tzarech Shabbos perhaps would be the same. Why, explains the Karen Ira, would we suggest that a Hafaras Nedarim can only be done in Shabbos? In other words, the Karen Ira is asking, I could understand, as we gave many different explanations, why Hataras Nedarim could only be done, should not be done in Shabbos. But why should Hafaras Nedarim not be done in Shabbos? So the Karen Ira explains that even a Hafara is considered a Tircha, and we're not supposed to be matriach ourselves on Shabbos, Shaloi L'Tzairich. And since we're not supposed to be matriach ourselves on Shabbos, Shaloi L'Tzairich, that's why the Gemara is considering that even Hataras Nedarim, that even Hafaras Nedarim should perhaps not be done on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Toshma, the Taner of Zutu the Beira Papi, Ein Mefirim Nedarim, even Hafaras Nedarim may not be done El Tzarech Shabbos. So he clearly indicates that even Hafaras Nedarim should only be done on Shabbos because of Hafara. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger says that this question, as we mentioned in our previous shiur, would be very relevant regarding Hilchas Muksa. Because if the halacha is that we can't be made for a neder on Shabbos, so then if somebody declared something usher to them because of a neder, it'll become Muksa. Only if the halacha is that we can be made for a neder under all circumstances, so then the person who made the neder, the wife, the daughter who made the neder, and knows that a father or a husband may be made for it, knows that the object may not become muksa. But ask the Gemara, how could you paskin this way? Amar Rav Ashi, haloi tanan hachi. We, from our Mishnah, it's clear not that way. Because the Mishnah taught us, nadri im chashecha, if a person made a neder right before Matzah Shabbos, meifala at shetachshach. So as we learned, the opinion of our Mishnah, the opinion of the Tanakhama, is that a forest of Dorim that we say the halacha b'yom shamay is only on the actual day that you heard. So if somebody made a nether 5 minutes before the day is over, you'll only have 5 minutes to be made for it. And we learned in our Mishnah, you can be made for the nether till Matzah Shabbos. So now makes Rav Ashi his point. You could only be made for the Dorim on Shabbos, al tzarech Shabbos. My area, chashcha. Why I feel b'toicha yom any hachol lafad asloy l'tzarech. The Gemara's question is that he should not be able to make a fara right before Shabbos is out, because any nether that one could have possibly made so close to Shabbos ending cannot really be considered a tzarech Shabbos. And since it's not a tzarech Shabbos, if you're holding, says Rav Ashi, that only l'tzarech Shabbos nedarim may be mufer. So if somebody's going to make a nether 5 minutes before Shabbos is over, that nether's hafara will never be l'tzarech Shabbos. It's only 5 minutes till Shabbos is over. It must be that even if it's shloi l'tzarech Shabbos, you'll have to be made for the nedarim on Shabbos. Actually, the Shailos HaTshuvos Masham uses this Gemara to prove that one doesn't have to wear Shabbos clothing or eat Shabbos food even at the end of Shabbos. Because let's say somebody made a nether right before Shabbos is over, that I'm not wearing Shabbos clothing, I'm not eating Shabbos food. So we just said it's not L'tzarech Shabbos. If it's not L'tzarech Shabbos, there's nothing that's 5 minutes before Shabbos is over, which is L'tzarech Shabbos. But if we're obligated at that time to wear Shabbos clothing, if we're obligated at that time to eat Shabbos food, so it is L'tzarech Shabbos. But he says that, and therefore he says that may be a raya, but of course the Arizal says, and the Magen Avraham, in Siman Reish Samach Beis Sif Katan Beis quotes the Arizal, that not only should one wear Shabbos clothing until Shabbos is over, but one should continue wearing Shabbos clothing until after Mava Malka. And in fact, we know that even when Tisha B'Av comes on Matzah Shabbos, we're careful not to change out of the Shabbos clothing until Shabbos is definitely over and we're able to say Hamavdim and Kaddish L'chol. And moreover, the Shailos HaTshuvos Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Yudalid, Simen Lamedalid, quotes an interesting Chosid Echad. He says, people make a mistake. They think that as Shabbos draws to an end, the Kedusha of Shabbos diminishes. And the Tzitz Eliezer says, just the opposite is true. As the Kedusha of Shabbos gets holier, as the moments of Shabbos pass, Shabbos gets more and more level of Kedusha. He says that's why the Shalosh Shudos meal is known as Rava de Ravin. Why is the Shalosh Shudos meal called Rava de Ravin? Because that is the holiest of all the meals. Because Shabbos is not something where the Kedusha peaks and then diminishes. On the contrary, Shabbos gets holier and holier. And if we have to honor Shabbos with the food that we eat and with the clothing that we wear, if we have to do so all Shabbos, we have to do so all the more so by Shalosh Shudos as Shabbos comes to an end. So if that's the case, if the halacha will be that you could only be made for Nedarim L'tzarech Shabbos, how do we understand the Mishnah? And because of this, the Gemara says, Tanaihi, this question of being made for Nedarim on Shabbos, must they be done only L'tzarech Shabbos? Or are any Nedarim allowed to be made for on Shabbos? So says the Gemara, Tanoihi is actually Machloikus Tanoim. Because as the Braisa says, Hafaris Nedarim Kolayoim, the opinion of the Tanakhama, the Braisa that we quoted in our previous year, is that Hafaris Nedarim is allowed to be done all day. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, but only all day, like we just discussed, it may not be done after the day is over. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amru, Meis Leis. You get 24 hours. So now the Gemara explains this machloikus in light of the questioning of the question that we're discussing, what type of hafaras nadarim, what type of nadarim are we allowed to be made for on Shabbos? L'mandama kol hayoyim, according to mandama that you only have until the night to make for nadarim, tfeiloy, afterwards you the husband and the father lose that right. Afilu shloilot Shabbos mefer. Then the halacha is you should be allowed to be made for any type of nadarim. Because if you're going to wait for after Shabbos, you're going to lose that opportunity. So the Sfas Emes quotes a question from Rav Nachum Zembo. Why are we saying that there's no that you have to be made for Nadarim? If the debt is going to be over by the time Shabbos is over, you better be made for it on Shabbos. Even if it's Shloilot Tzorek Shabbos, I have a different approach. He says, Rav Nachum Zembo says, be made for the neder, be mekayim the neder, and tomorrow you'll be making, you'll be shoyl on the hakama. Says the Gemara, says the Sfas Emes to Reb Nachum Zemba, a hakama that you intend to be matter tomorrow is not an eitz, is not considered a valid hakama, and therefore it's not a good approach. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky answers Rav Nachum Zemba's question somewhat differently. He says, yes, you're going to be mekayim the neder today and be matter that hakama tomorrow. But what happens if you don't find a way to be matter the neder? We know, as we said at the beginning of our shir, hataras nadarim is not automatic. Hafaras nadarim is based on an authority. The person has the authority to be made for neder. Hataras nadarim requires that you give a good explanation. What would happen if you don't come up with a good explanation? Another, and along the same line, I saw from the Prima Gadim. Why is the Gemara saying, says the Prima Gadim, that according to the opinion that you could only be matter in the Dharam till that night, you have to be allowed to be matter any, made for any nether, because by tonight it'll be too late. The halacha is that you could still be matter nether, and therefore ask the Prima Gadim, let him not be made for the nether, and tomorrow there'll be matter the nether, says the Prima Gadim. Because as we just explained, you can't be certain that you will be successful in being matter the nether. You need to come up with a legitimate explanation, and therefore to rely on that is unacceptable. However, continues the Gemara, Lamandam Meisleis, according to Mandam that says you always have 24 hours in which to be made for the nether, therefore he will say, Tzarech Shabbos in. Only if it's a Tzarech Shabbos are you allowed to be made for it on Shabbos. However, Shloi L'Tzarech Shabbos, if it's not L'Tzarech Shabbos, so then why do it on Shabbos? Lo, you could do it after Shabbos. But the Rishonim make a very important point. Even according, the Rosh makes this point, even according to the Mandomer, that you're not always under pressure to be made for the Neder on Shabbos because you have 24 hours. But points out the Rosh, let's say you heard the Neder right before Shabbos began. And that's when the clock starts ticking, when you have 24 hours. But the 24 hours are going to be over right before Shabbos ends. And once the 24 hours are over, I lose the right of Afara. So then even this Mandomer that says that typically you're only allowed to be made from the Dorim that are Letzorech Shabbos on Shabbos, here, since the clock is running out, he will agree that you're allowed to be made for any neder on Shabbos to avoid running out of time. We began the shiur today by saying, Nishalm l'dorim, we can be matter on neder on Shabbos if it's a neder, shehen l'tzarech Shabbos. Ibayluhu. So now the question is, this halacha that we began the shiur with, that you can be matter neder on Shabbos if it's l'tzarech Shabbos, what, when was that halacha said? Is it only shaloi hayolem p'nai, when they didn't have time to be matan neder, they couldn't find a rov to be matan neder before Shabbos. So that's why we allow you to do it on Shabbos. Or even if they had time, that the halacha is, you could be matan neder on Shabbos. So the Ran and the Rosh explain that according to the man, the Omer, that says that we're only allowed to be matan neder on Shabbos if there was no opportunity before Shabbos, that's only in a case where she made the neder on Shabbos, the neder was made on Shabbos, was made right close to the beginning of Shabbos, or there was no Rav available. That's the cases where you would be allowed to be Matan Neder. But if those don't exist, then you would not be allowed to be Matan Neder. And the Bi'ur Halacha says, no matter what we paskin in this Shaila, everybody will agree that L'chatchila, one should not be Matan Neder in Shabbos. And if you have the opportunity either to be Matan Neder before Shabbos or to wait for after Shabbos, that's what most appropriate. Says the Marat HaShema, there's Dukulei Rabbanon Lebrei Rav Zutra Brei Rav Zeira, Afilon Dorim Shloilem B'nai B'boi Joim. Their halacha was that even they didn't have time before Shabbos, that's a good enough reason to be Matan Neder on Shabbos. Sover of Yosef Lameima. So the Gemara continues in understanding this halacha about Ataros Nadarim HaShabbos. Nadarim, Nishalim Nadarim HaShabbos, the Yachid Mumcha. As we will begin learning now, there are two ways of being Matan Neder. You could either go to a Yachid Mumcha, and you'll only have one person needed to be Matan Neder, or sometimes you need to go to three Rabbonim. So says Rav Yosef, even when we are lenient and allow Hatoris Nadarim on Shabbos, Nishalim Nadarim B'Shabbos B'Yachid Mumchin, when you're doing it through a Yachid Mumcha, but if you're going to a full-fledged Bezdin, then you're not allowed to. Because when you're going to full-fledged Bezdin, it looks like you're going to Din Torah. And the Karen Oira makes a very interesting point. He says, why may one not conduct and go to a Din Torah on Shabbos? He says, because the Chazal were concerned, Shema Yachdev, you may come to write down the proceedings of the Beis Din. But that doesn't apply by Ataras Nadarim. So why, asked the Karen Oira, that should you not be allowed to be Matar Neder on Shabbos, even if you need three Dayanim? So he says, Pshat in the Gemara is as follows, that even though the Halacha, why a Din Torah may not be conducted on Shabbos, is because we're concerned for writing, and here we don't have that concern, but he says, once Chazal instituted that Dinei Torah may not be conducted in Shabbos, even in a situation where the reason for that concern isn't relevant, the halacha still remains that you're not allowed to have a Din Torah in Shabbos. And therefore, he says, don't do Ataras Nadarim with three Dayanim. Amalei Abaya, says Abaya to Rabbi Yosef, I don't agree. Kiven the Sfirulon, Afilu Me'umad, Afilu Be'krayvim, Afilu Be'layla, since the halacha is that Hataras Nadarim, as we discussed in our previous year, can be done standing, it doesn't require the Yishuv Hadas that a Din Torah requires, which should be done sitting. The halacha is that relatives could do a Din Torah. So the Rebbe Akiva Eiger makes a very important point. He says, when the Gemara over here says that Krovim are qualified to do a Din Torah, it means people who are kosher to sit a Din Torah, they just can't sit on a Din Torah to which I'm in because they're my relative. But individuals who are disqualified from being the Dayanim in any Din Torah, for example, a woman, a katan, they may not do a Din Torah, they may not be part of Ataras Nadarim ever, but feel belayla. Even though the halacha is that a Din Torah should not be done at night, Ataras Nadarim may then be done at night. So because Hataras Nadarim has all of these different rules, Lemechsi Kedina, it never looks like a Din Torah, and therefore any time that Hataras Nadarim may be done on Shabbos, it can be done either with the Yachid Mumcha or three Dayanim. Amarav Abba, Amarav Huna, Amarav, Halach indeed, Halach is, Mefilim Nadarim Belayla. Ask the Gemara, Vamasnisenhi, what is the chiddush that you're telling me? Isn't that explicit in the Mishnah? Our Mishnah said, Nadar B'Layla Shabbos, that if a woman made a neder Friday night, Yofa B'Layla Shabbos, we could do that for a Friday night. El Amos says the Gemara, of course, Hafara could be done on Shabbos. Because Hafara, as we just learned, is not an act of a Din Torah. What we're learning here is, that Loch Nisholim B'Layla, even Hataras Nadarim, may be done on Friday night. Amalei Rav Abba L'Ravuna. Amar Rav Hochi, did Rav indeed say this? Amalei, so he said to him, Ishtik. He didn't say it explicitly that he agrees with this. All what happened was that when this halacha was said, he remained silent. Amalei, to which Rav Abba said to Rav Huna, Ishtik Kamrit, was it that he remained silent? And Rav remained silent, and the fact that he remained silent is a raya that he agrees that this is the halacha, a shasi kamrit. Or maybe what happened was, at that time, when this halacha was said to Rav, Rav was in the middle of drinking. And since Rav was in the middle of drinking, he didn't say anything because he was in the middle of drinking. And it could be that after he finished drinking, he did react, and he might have even reacted with saying that that's not the halacha. That's the girsa that we just learned. The Ran and Tosfos have a different girsa. And they're saying, when Rav heard you say this halacha, what was Rav's reaction? Ishkayach kamrit or ishtik kamrit? Did he tell you, Ishkayach, take a cup of wine, make a l'chaim, because what you're saying is very positive? Or ishtik kamrit, what he really meant to say was that I don't agree with what you're saying. And this actually I saw has a very relevant to different places. The question is, I saw the Poiskim discuss the Shas Chubas of Fraska, the Anya, Chelik Aleph Simimem Tes, that discusses a situation where there was a meeting in the city, and there was a rule in that city that the Rav, nobody could be appointed to be a Chazan, no one could be appointed to be a Shaykhit without the consent of the Rav. And there was a meeting if they should continue having that rule. And the Rav of the city did not come to that meeting. The question is, does he now obligated, if somebody doesn't come to a meeting, is he obligated to follow what was decided at the meeting? And actually, there are those that suggest it's a machloikis, a paiskim. The Maret says that if you didn't come, you're not obligated. And so says the opinion, so too is the opinion of the Knesset Agdoila. The Chasam Sofer doesn't necessarily agree. So the question is, it's a difficult machlaikas. If you didn't come, then the halacha is that you should have to follow what was decided. So I saw that the Paiskim want to suggest, that's what the Fraska Daniel wants to suggest, there's a difference why you didn't come to the meeting. Why were you silent? As we just discussed in Al Gemara, he says, there could be two different reasons why somebody is quiet. Somebody could be quiet because he's agreeing, or somebody could be quiet not because he's necessarily agreeing. So we have to understand why this person didn't come. If he didn't come because he just wants saying, whatever they decide will be fine with me, then he has to follow the decision. If he didn't come because he had a specific reason not to come, he was protesting, then he won't necessarily have to follow what was decided. Says the Gemara, Amar Avaika Bar Ovin, is Dakiklei Rav L'Rabba. Rav wanted to be matted in the dorm of Rabba. B'ketuna d'bei Rav, in a small room that Rav had off of his Beis Medrash. Oimid, and he did so standing, and he wasn't careful to sit down like we normally sit down by the Torah. Yechidi, he did it just as a Yochid Mumcha, and he did it Belaila, which supports the halachas that we learned earlier, that a Taurus Nadarim is not considered a full-fledged in Torah. Particularly if we review what we discussed in our previous year. In our previous year, we discussed, as we mentioned, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, there's actually a question, how does HaTaurus Nadarim operate? Doesn't need to have a Pesach, which means that the Rav has to find a reason why this nether should not be a nether, why there was a mistake in the making of the nether, or is it understood as a, or should it be understood as a ischarota, just regret enough? So certainly if we hold that charota is adequate to be matter a nether, so charota doesn't require everything that a dentira normally requires, and it could be we could be much more lenient in that type of hataras nadarim. Amar Rav Nachman, the halach is, neshalim, nadarim oimid,
You could be matan that even standing, yechidi, belaila, or b'shabbos, or b'krayvim. We identified on Amun Aleph who the krayvim are. Afilo hayolam p'naim by joim. And even if they had a chance to go before Shabbos to the Entira, the halach is, if there's a tzairuch Shabbos, as we began today, shir, we can be matan neder on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Oymed, is that true that one could do ataras nadarim, even when you're standing? For Tanya, doesn't the Brisa teach us a story? Jerem Gamliel was riding on a donkey as he was going from Akkoy to Ksiv, and when he arrived in Ksiv, somebody approached him to be matan neder, and Yard Rav Gamliel Machamor, Rav Gamliel got off the donkey, the Nesatif, he put on a talus, which is what Rabbanim typically used to do, that Yonim used to do when they did it in Torah, the Yashiv, the Hitalai Nidrai. So we see that you can't do Hataras Nadarim standing. Answers the Gemara, Shmuel Sava Paiskin B'charata. We could do Charata. So the way the Rishonim explain, that means you have to find a Pesach. You have to be able to turn the nether into a toss. The Me'eka Ne'edra B'inan. What is required is to have a reason to make the nether, as I just said a moment ago, to make the nether into a mistake. And since you may need to make the nether into a mistake, that leads by B'yonim. That requires concentration. And therefore, Ahokhi Yashav, that's what Rav Gamliel said, you have to sit when you do a Taras Nadarim. Says the Gemara, Nachman Sava, Ein Paiskim Bar Chorata. Again, this is the way that we're explaining, that you don't need to have a Pesach. Even regret is adequate to be Matan Neder. And therefore, the Halach is Vafilu Mu'umet. The Ramah, from our Gemara, it seems that the Halach is the Paiskim Bar Chorata. And that is indeed the halacha, that charata is adequate to be matan neder. But says the Ramah, that even though charata is enough, this is in Yerudei Simon Reish Chav Ches, Siv Zayin, that even though charata is adequate to be matan neder, we try to turn the charata into a Pesach. What does that mean? That we tell the person, had you known that you are going to regret the neder, would you have made the nether? And he says, no, I would have never made the nether under those circumstances. So now, says the Ramah, the charata is not just the charata. The charata became a Pesach, and that's the way to properly be matan the nether based on charata. And the Shach explains, because when somebody says he regrets something, it's a very ambiguous term. We don't really know what charata means. Does charata mean that he regrets having made the nether? Or does charata mean that he regrets what the nether caused, the discomfort, the problems that the nether has brought? If charata means that he regrets what the nether has caused, then we can make an argument, says the Shach, that that's not considered a real charata. And therefore, in order to do so, that in order to make sure that it's a proper hataras nadarim, then the halach is that you should turn the charot into a Pesach. Moreover, says the Shach, that even though we're learning now that Hataras Nadarim could be done sitting, the halach is that the Rav, who's being Matan Neder, could sit or stand. That, as we're learning now, is the question. But everybody agrees, says the Shach, that the individual who's approaching the Rav to be matan neder should be standing, which we know that's the minig, that when we do Hataras Nadarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, everybody, the Bezdin, so to speak, sits. They could technically stand if they want to, but the Rabban, the person who comes to be matan neder, stands. And it's better that they should sit, because we're learning in our Gemara that we see Rav Gamliel says that you should sit. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman. Chazamar Haimam Rabbanon Dosman Rava. Did you see this individual that came from Eretz Yisrael? Vomer, and they said, and he reported, is Dakalei Rabbanon Lebrei de Rav Huna, that the Rabbanon, when Rav Huna Bar Avin's son came to him, said to him, Misharlei Nidrei, they were Matan Neder on the following basis. Amalei, Zol Uboi Rachmei Anafshech.
go and daven the chotis, because having made a neder is considered an aveira. The Tanir of Dimi Bechur, Rav Safra, call a neder, anybody who makes a neder, af pishum kaimoi, even if he's going to be careful to following it, to follow the neder, still is nikra chayte. And therefore he's saying that that is considered a valid Pesach. By saying to the person that having made the neder would be considered, you're putting yourself into the category of a Rasha, would you have made the neder? And he says, of course, I would have never made the neder. That is considered a valid Pesach. Omar Rav Zid Maikra, where do we learn that making a neder is considered a chayte? Because the pasuk says, the kisiv, when you will stop making nedarim, that's going to be, you'll stop, it'll be not, that you're no longer doing averus. So the pasuk clearly is teaching us, if you don't stop making nedarim, the halacha is that's considered doing averus. Of course, the mefarshim point out that there are certain times that making nedarim are appropriate. As we say, when we say halal, nedar Hashem ashalim, what is that? What are those cases? One is the case if somebody is donating something for hegdish, for carbon, and a person, and he's worried that if he won't make it into a nether, he may not give it, so then you're allowed to make a nether. If a person knows, or a person sees that he's at a in a bad place, where he is not doing what he's supposed to be doing, and therefore he makes a nether to make sure, lizruze nafshe, we spoke at the beginning in the Masechta and Davches, that's a permissible nether. But if a person makes a nether just because he gets upset or reactive, that is inappropriate. Tanya, says the Braisa, if somebody says to his wife, call nedarim shetaduri, any nether that you shall make, yefshe shetaduri, I don't want those nether. Or he says, ain't a nether, or he says that any nether that you're going to make is not considered a valid nether loyamaklum. Because this goes back to what we learned earlier, that a nether that's made before, a hafara that's done before, it's not considered a hafara. Another pshat is that this hafara is not a hafara because it wasn't said in the way, it wasn't say in the way hafara is supposed to be said. And hafara is supposed to be said that I know of the nether and I'm being made for it. But this is not a proper expression of a hafara. On the other hand, if somebody's wife made a nether and he says to Yofa Asis, you did the right thing, in the inn, Kamay Seich, what you did is the proper way. Imla Derech, and he even said, if you hadn't made the nether, Madirech Ani, I would have made you make that nether. Those are valid forms of akama, and the halach is that that's considered a valid act. That's considered a valid act of akama. Says the Gemara, Lo Yomel Adam L'Ishtoi, a person who wants to be made for nether, as we learned at the beginning of our shir, Mefirim Nedarim B'Shabbos, the halach is Lo Yomel Adam L'Ishtoi, a person shouldn't say to his wife and Shabbos, Mufalchi, Batalchi, Kederach Shlamalach B'chol. He shouldn't use the same wording on Shabbos and being Mefer. He should use different wording. If she said that I'm not going to eat something the way he should be Mefer, says, go eat it. We want to make the Hatfara on Shabbos, even though we've been discussing that Shabbos is, you're allowed to be made for Nadarim, and we even learned maybe even Nadarim that are not Lutzarich Shabbos. Still, we want that Shabbos, that Farah on Shabbos should be different than that Farah during the week, Poshup Shabbos, because we want it should be noticeable that Shabbos. Another explanation that I saw is because as we discussed in our Shir, that even if we're lenient with Hafara on Shabbos, we are not lenient with our Torah on Shabbos. In order to express that, we don't even do that far the regular way. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, even though he didn't use the regular wording of afara on Shabbos, as we just learned, tzarech shivata b'libay. Still, to make sure that it's done properly, and we want afara to be a proper hafara, we combine that in his heart he had a mind to do a proper hafara. And as I saw Rabbi Chaim Oizu Zatzal and Achiezer says, because when he says these words and he has this machshav in his heart, even though normally the halach is dvarim shebelev einu dvarim, something that you just think about is not considered halachically acceptable. But he says when you have an umdan in the muchach, when it's obvious that that's what you meant, then there's no problem of dvarim shebelev. So here, because we have this individual who expressed, himself this way, combined with him having the machshava in his life, that's considered a perfect hafara. Tanya b'shamayim b'shabbos mevata b'libay. And Shabbos, the halacha is that you do hafara by having it in mind. Having in mind b'chol mitzvah b'sfasav. You have to properly verbally express it. B'shamayim echadzeh v'echadzeh. Both on Shabbos and during the week mevata b'libay. It's enough to be mevata b'libay. And the halacha is and no more than that is required. Just saying Taliva Ichli, Taliva Shsi. In other words, what Beis Hillel is saying is that not only on Shabbos is the combination of saying Taliva Ichli and Taliva Shsi with a full-fledged Machshava in your lathe fine, but even during the week, says Beis Hillel, and with the explanation we gave from Rabbi Chaim Oizer, it's very understandable that it's considered a perfectly fine hafara.